Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another live episode of the Butterfly Evolution Show. We are excited about tonight's show as we move into our second semi-phase of the series of Letting It Go. And we have Jocasta back on with us tonight. Jocasta, are you on the air with us?
Yes, I am. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you. And Tika, are you in on as well?
I'm here.
Okay. Thank you. Just want to make sure that our technology is working. And in saying that, last week I was disconnected, so if that happens again, thanks to Tika and Jocasta for moving forward and carrying on, and thanks to you all for staying on and listening. If that does happen, please do just continue to hang on, and we will reconnect just as quickly as possible. So just wanted to remind you all of that. In addition, a number of people did inform us that they tried or they did select the number one. However, for whatever reason, we were not notified here. I did contact the radio station about that, and no reason that I could justify either from them or from our system right now. But we did make some changes to that. But if you do select the number one and you're not notified or pulled into queue, and the way that we will pull you into queue is we will provide you with the area code that you're calling from and then your last four digits of the number, again, that you are calling from. So you'll want to make sure that you know that. We don't call ourselves often, so sometimes I have to remind myself what my number is. So just remember, again, we'll pull you in by identifying the area code. For instance, if you're calling from 678 area code, we'll give you the 678, and if your last four is 2222, we'll give you that so that we're not providing your number on air. I am going to go ahead and open up the chat line, if you'll just give me just a second here. And for those of you who are listening on your computer or your iPhones, you know, basically through the internet, just remember that in order to submit your question or comment, you do have to be a registered follower of the show. So in order for us to see that you have selected the number or that you have made a comment online, you do have to be a registered follower. If you're not, you can do that now, or you can simply call in using the 818-691-7406 number. So that is the way that all of this works as far as you making a comment. And just remember, you never have to give your name. If you prefer not to give your name, you're able to share just as much or just as little as you would like to. So feel free to do what's best for you. Okay, so the chat line is open. And what we're doing, again, is the Letting Go series, and again, Jocasta is on with us tonight, so I'm going to introduce her. Before I do that, I want to just kind of go back to what we shared last week. We did not get to go through all of the ABCs of Letting Go. We did provide you with a number of things. We kind of went through the alphabet and provided a number of things that we typically have to go through. And this is not just women, although we're going to focus on women tonight because that's what we are. But as we said in our postings, we do want men to feel comfortable with sharing because we need your input in order to grow. We want to grow together. So that being said, again, we just reviewed the ABCs of the Letting Go. Jocasta is going to go more in tonight, speaking about why we as women settle and knowing our worth as we continue to complete or go through the ABCs of Letting Go. And that is not just, you know, we're going to just be led tonight. So wherever we go from there with your questions and your comments, ladies, guys, remember, please, we grow from one another. We learn from one another by what we share. So feel free to just jump in. You have to select the number one, or if you're going to do it online, you have to be a registered follower of the show, and you can do that just by following the instructions. So Jocasta, if you kind of want to just start it out, and Tika and I will fill in as needed, and I will keep an eye on the board, letting you all know when we have a caller that has selected to come in for a question or a comment.
Okay, great. Hi, Tika. I didn't say hello. I'm sorry. I apologize about that.
No, how are you?
Okay. I am so, so excited about this evening. First of all, because I know what letting go is, and I know what settling is because I've done it in my life. And not to say that I don't still do some maybe not letting go of different people in my life in which I should let go and I hold on to them. And just being a part of this, this is a great evolution. You know, this is a beautiful thing. I am Jocasta Odom, the CEO and founder of the Sister Circle, and I hope that several women from the Sister Circle are actually going to listen in this evening. I'm going to give you just a tidbit about our vision to so that people out there can see where we're headed. The Sister Circle wants this to be recognized as an organization where women are able to coincide without being judged because of their looks, culture, background, and nationality. See, we women, we want to be realized that we want to show you that you're beautiful, that you're powerful, that you're intelligent. And we aspire to touch not only hundreds, thousands, but eventually we want to touch millions of women across the nation and letting them know about the circle and telling them that the circle goes on, but whatever goes on in the circle stays in the circle. And tonight we want to just have a great time in this circle that we've actually formed via the airwaves. And this is such a great thing because last week we started with the ABCs of letting go, and we know that letting go and settling both go hand in hand because if you're settling for something, that means you've not let anything go at all. And I've actually asked several several people to either send a text via the Sister Circle phone or send a message on Facebook if you are just afraid of someone hearing your voice, that we're homegirls here, or, you know, homeboys, homegirls, because we have some gentlemen. We are here, and we just want to get your questions out there. And my phone actually has been going off like crazy because I guess a lot of people want to ask questions or want to make comments, in which I'll share those with Tika, I'll share those with Tammy, so that we can be able to better assist you all in the way that you see fit. Now, I want to talk about letting go, too, because I don't want to just run away from what great ABCs Tika had, but I want to tie the letting go in with the settling, and he's just not that into you, or she's just not that into you. That's where I want to go with this. And I may be a devil's advocate in this situation, and I may ruffle some feathers, but that ruffling of the feathers, hopefully you'll push that number one and you'll tell Tika, girl, let's get some questions going. So that's what we want to do. We want your participation. We want your communication. We want that to open up on this evening. Now, with letting go, we're at A for anger, B, bitterness, C, controlling, but I'm going to jump all the way up. How many of you know if you have children, your kids, they learn the ABCs, but sometimes they'd be like A, B, C, E, F, G, D, A. That's what we're going to do tonight. We're going to switch it around. So right now we're going to say K because, and I know Tammy already knows where I'm going with this. I said K. K in the ABCs of letting go for kidnapping. Now, you may be saying, kidnapping? What does she mean? I mean, why are we, and I'm going to say we because this is a we thing tonight. We're sisters and brothers, and we're going to hang out and chill, and we didn't have to pay for a babysitter, so we're having a good time. We're going to say K for kidnapping. Why are we kidnapping these men? Now, what I find found is that for some reason, we want to hold on to someone who does not want to be held on to. Why? Why are we doing that as women? Why just not let him go? Why must you hold him down? And that can be if you don't have a gentleman that you've ever done that to or you're doing that to, you can put that in the midst of letting go of your child to let your child go to college. But right now we're going to focus on kidnapping a man. A man gives you plenty of signs that he may not want you, that he is just not that into you. If you find yourself at this day and age, I'm going to talk to my sisters that are over 25, and gentlemen, you know it's the same thing. You can try to kidnap a woman too. But let's focus with the lady. Why are we texting and not picking up that phone and calling that man? Or if we pick up the phone and call him, he does not want to ever converse with you. He just wants to text you. How many of us see that that's a good thing? How many? That's never a good thing. In this day and age, it's okay to text him because you know from 8 to 5 he's working and he may cannot get to you, but you want to send a little, hey, how are you doing? How's your day going? And he sends that back. But if you never have a communication with that person vocally, he's just not that into you. If he's never taking you outside of the home that you all always have to eat in, he's just not that into you. And he never, ever introduced you to one friend. He is just not that into you. Now, if you can see right now what you're doing, what a pattern this is becoming, you are actually kidnapping him and holding on to him, holding him hostage. You will not let him go. What we want to do is we're going to pause right there and ask Tammy if we have anyone on the line right now who may want to voice their opinion about this or anything else. Tammy?
And I believe we do, so let's go to the lines and see. Caller, if you're calling from 678, the area code is 678 with the last four digits of 8932. Caller, you're on the air with us.
Yes, guys, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. I think you probably need to just try to kind of mute your sound because we're hearing a back feed, but you're on the air with us.
Can you hear the back feed now?
We're good now. Just you now, so
okay,
that's good.
Hi,
whatever you
Jocasta, it's Gwen.
Hi, Gwen. How are you?
How are you? I am so excited that I got through. Wow, you are just you are hitting all the good points tonight, and I'm actually in the middle of doing my homework, so I had to go ahead and make my call so I can get back to my homework. But I just wanted to expound on what you were talking about as far as kidnapping, because been there, kind of still there now, trying to get out of a situation that I've been in for a long time now. And, you know, with me coming to the circle, it just kind of helped open my eyes to make a clear path and just letting go and being able to breathe and see me and being able to, you know, step away from the situation a little bit. It's just a good thing to be able to do that and be able to step outside your situation and to see yourself. To see yourself and to see things for what they really are. Because sometimes it takes somebody else on the outside to kind of give us a little nudge, because when we evaluate ourselves, we're not really seeing what we need to see. We're seeing what we want to see. Or as my mama would say, wearing rose-colored glasses. So, you know, you understand what I'm saying?
We do.
Yes.
We do. Pastor, you want to address that?
I mean, really, Gwen?
Yes.
Gwen?
Yes,
if you remember the good, the bad, and the ugly,
I'm looking at it as we speak.
Okay.
I'm looking at it as we speak.
The good, the bad, and the ugly. You may need to make an assessment of what you're kidnapping and where it falls. You know?
Yep.
Where does it fall? And are you actually holding yourself hostage, kidnapping yourself? See, that's a little deeper. Are you kidnapping yourself, Gwen? Are you holding yourself hostage? Are you holding yourself back? Where is Gwen's identity? Where do you lie in this situation? And you've got to tap in to who you are. And, Gwen, what I always say, whose you are. You are the woman of the God Almighty, the Omnipotent, the Creator of all. Therefore, He lives in you. You have to tap into Him. Let Him know that you're going to let go and let God. Let Him know that you do not want to control this situation, that you want Him to control it. What I hear you saying is that you are actually holding someone hostage. What I hear you saying is that you are, too, holding yourself hostage. You are kidnapping yourself from things that could be better in your life. Let it go, baby. Don't settle for the less. Settle for the best. Make your good, bad, turn your ugly around. Let that bad know that it no longer holds you, and let the ugly know that it cannot control you. But the good is all you need. You need the good gospel. You need the word. And just live by what God has for you. But ask Him to run your life and stop trying to run it yourself. You can't do it. You can't do it.
Hey, Gwen, before, I know you, this is Tammy speaking, and I know you said that you had to kind of get back to your studies, but I want to just kind of share something before you leave us, and I was going to do this at the end of the show, but I don't want you to miss this either, and I just might do it again at the end of the show because I see that we have callers that are continuing to come in, so we'll probably have that throughout the night. But there's a poem that I found in a book. It's not really a poem, I guess, and the author is unknown. And for those of you who are readers or are looking to start reading, I mean, we can't say enough about reading. This book is called When Your Past is Hurting Your Present, Getting Beyond Fears That Hold You Back. Now, in this book, there is a section that's called Ready, Set, Let Go. So it's Ready, Set, Let Go. And the poem goes as this. It's titled Letting Go. To let go doesn't mean to stop caring. It means I can't do it for someone else. To let go is not to cut myself off. It's the realization that I don't control another. To let go is not to enable, but to allow learning from natural consequences. To let go is to admit powerlessness, which means the outcome is not in my hands. To let go is not to try to change or blame another. I can only change myself. To let go is not to care for, but to care about. To let go is not to fix, but to be supportive. To let go is not to be protective. It is to permit another to face reality. To let go is not to deny, but to accept. To let go is not to nag, scold, or argue, but to search out my own shortcomings and correct them. To let go is not to criticize and regulate anyone, but to try to become what I dream I can be. To let go is not to regret the past, but to grow and live for the future. To let go is to fear less and love more. And the author, again, is unknown. And what's the very first two lines that I read. To let go doesn't mean to stop caring. It means I can't do it for someone else. And see, we can't love ourselves for someone else. So we can love ourselves for who we are, and we can only let a person know what we need and that kind of thing. But we can't love ourselves for anyone else, not a man, not a parent, not a child, not a friend. So I just wanted you to hear that, and I hope it helped you. And, again, it is in a book that's called When Your Past is Hurting Your Present, Getting Beyond Fears That Hold You Back. Now, and the book covers many things. It is not just about relationship. It's about so many things, and it's by Sue Augustine. Okay? So I just wanted to share that with you, and we're not rushing you off. Do you have anything else you want to share? And we hope that you get to stay a little bit longer. Gwen?
Did we lose
her? I think I did. I think we did. Jocasta, did we lose Gwen, it sounds like?
Yeah, it sounds like we did.
Okay. Well, hopefully she can call back in because I still have her. I know she said that she had to go, but hopefully she got to hear that or could go back and listen to it. So the lines are still open, you all, and feel free to, Gwen, if you're listening, feel free to just call us back and let us know.
Can I mention something to Gwen, too? Even though she's not on the line, she may still be listening. Just in letting go, a lot of times we think, you know, there's so many things that we think that we can do on our own. But in everything, we're to seek Christ and help for those things, even when it comes to letting go, letting something go or letting someone go. And so even in that, you know, seek God because His grace is sufficient for you and His power is made perfect in your weakness. And so, you know, that's when we cast all those cares on Him, because even in letting go, that's not something we can do on our own, because we'll say that we're going to let go, and then the very next day we're reaching out and we're grabbing for the very thing that we need to, you know, let be removed from our lives. So, we, you know, it's not even something that we can do on our own, even in that. And so, you know, Gwen, if you're hearing this, you know, God will be able to guide you on that, but you have to ask, you know, if we seek his guidance, and we have to ask even in things as this, you know, will you help me to let go? Help me to move on with my life. Help me to, you know, be free from this bondage that I've allowed myself to get into.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, I'm not sure. We don't have Gwen back. Her number is actually gone now. So if she calls back in, I will let you all know.
Okay, great. I actually have a text from someone, and we can all take part in answering this, definitely. It says, do you think that women settle when they give up their dreams for what their husbands want?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do, because when a couple is married, the two of you become one. It doesn't mean that one is supposed to pursue the desires of their heart and the other is supposed to completely let go. There's going to be some give and take on both ends, but it doesn't mean that you're to let him, or whether it be him or her, you don't let that one partner pursue everything it is that they desire, and you just feel that, well, I'm just going to sacrifice all of me, because in the end you will feel you will feel used and abused. You will feel angry. Bitterness and resentment will arise, and that will, you will begin to see the end of what, if at one point was harmonious, it will be the end of a harmonious union, just because you felt that you just gave and gave and gave and gave, and the other took, and that's not harmony. That's not a form of unity when one is constantly giving and the other party is constantly receiving. So on both ends, there has to be a proper level of balance, and there can't be any balance if one is constantly, you know, being able to achieve what they want. And the proper type of balance cannot be achieved without God being the head of both of your lives. He has to be your number one for both parties.
Jocasta, would you read that one more time for us? Would you ask that question once more for
us,
please?
Okay. Do you think that women settle when they give up their dreams for what their husbands want?
Wow, that's a deep question, because I think that depends on a number of things. And I think it could be yes, and I personally think it could also be no. if you agree to, if a family decides to me, if a husband and a wife decides that, you know, I'm going to stay at home and be a mom, or vice versa, be a stay at home dad, but that person had some dreams, but they've decided to make family priority. I think communication and discussion beats it all. But if you're just giving it up without communication, without talking, without setting some boundaries, then yes, I think you're opening up a door for many things to come in. And particularly, I've seen it on both ends, to where people get to a point or a level, and then they look back, and this person that has put their dreams on hold, or, you know, they're not compatible anymore. They've not worked together, and they've become, you know, kind of outgrown each other in a sense. But that's, I think, when, even sometimes when it is communicated, but I think with communication and decision-making on both parts, it could work depending on the circumstances and situations. Because I think many people have did that, and it has worked out. But you have to have that balance. Like Tika said, there does have to be balance in there, and lots of communication and love. Otherwise, I think people are setting themselves up for disaster.
Oh, wow. I actually just really wanted to see what you and Tika was actually going to say, because I do feel like I've seen it happen growing up with my mother and my father, and my mother wanting to finish college because she was actually in school when she had me. She was in college. And my dad told her that she could, like, once he was done, and that never happened. And when I say it never happened, she did complete college, but it did not happen while they were together. Like, she totally completed it during them getting a divorce. And so, because he just kept saying it's not time, that she would need to wait. No, you can't right now. You know, kidnapping her education. You see, kidnapping goes far, Tammy and Tika. It goes far. You know, it's pretty much as a kidnapper is someone who's benefiting from everything, because they have you. They have full control. When someone kidnaps someone, they have complete control over the situation. You know, and you're trying to negotiate what you need. And I mean, she did it, and I'm so proud and I'm happy for her, you know, but you do have to communicate in a marriage, period. If there's no communication, I'm going to tell you now, and I'll boldly say there's no marriage. And that's all ends of the spectrum. You have to communicate, because let me tell you, if you're not communicating about, I don't like, you know, if you go out and spend $500 and did not tell me, or I don't like that you discipline the children, you know, and went over what I did. You got to communicate. I don't like the way you touch me anymore. We need to be better sexually in tune. Let's try this. If you don't communicate that, and I have a lot of married women who come to me and don't communicate that, they settle for what's going on, and they're watching the paint dry on the wall, and it has not been good for years. That's another aspect of settling, when it just takes a little communicating with your husband and letting him know. And let's not say it's taboo, ladies, because it's not, because you'll always forever be sitting there watching that wall dry while all the other married women listening to me and having a great time. I'm here to tell you. You have to communicate on all levels.
all levels, each and everything. You have to. And hopefully Tika and Tammy, we could get together and have that type of one-on-one with the women and the men to tune in to see what we're talking about when it comes to that. I know I can't tap into that right now, but I tap into that at the Sister Circle quite often. Must take care of your mate, and he must take care of you.
Right.
So is anyone on the line or?
No, not yet.
Right now?
I've checked the chat line and the line, so we're good to keep going.
Okay.
I wanted to, before we move on, I really want to say more about what the text that you received.
Okay.
I think it's very important for us to realize, and actually one of our listeners text me to make me think of this, and it's one of our guy listeners. He said the husband wants to take care of his wife even if she makes more money, but they have to be strong enough to trust that. And I think he's saying that the women have to be strong enough to trust that. And I think where he's going with that is saying maybe that's why some men want to be able to finish their career first. And I understand that in a certain aspect. I really do, because I think men really do want to be the head of the household. Some of them just don't feel like they can, for many, many reasons. Society, work, you know, they're beat down as well. So there's so many things that play a part. And I know that's getting off a little bit, but since we tapped into it, I kind of wanted to just say that, because there's so much that goes into, you know, the role of a woman and the role of a man and who does what. And I think as women, probably going to put my foot in my mouth here, I think in a lot of ways we want the best of both worlds. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there comes a time where we're going to have to pick what side of the fence we want to be on. Meaning, I don't think there's anything wrong with someone saying, and like for the case where you're saying your mom and your dad, maybe in for those who are getting married, coming up and maybe in that same situation, you know, set that boundary. Okay, then this is when it needs to happen. Like, you need to be done here. You need to work to accomplish that goal, because this is when I need to begin to work on me. And this is why we need this. This is why we both want our educations, and this is what we plan to do. Make that plan. We have to learn to communicate. I think as women, we shut down so much so even now because And not to make this color thing, but particularly I think black women shut down more because we have this label of being so angry about so many things until we think we're not going to float the boat or rock the boat so much so because we've been labeled. It's not what you say. It's how you say it and when you say it. So communicate. I'm not saying give up your dreams. Certainly I think everybody should become educated and follow their dreams. But these are conversations we should be having with men before we're stepping into a relationship with them, particularly marriage. We should know what they want, when they want it. And if they're not willing to do that after the fact, then you need to do some more searching to see what to do from there. But that's just, I don't want to get off the subject, but I did just want to share because we got that text from one of our listeners as well, and I think we understand. I hope I understood what he was saying. So.
Oh wow!
I wanted to just mention something with going to school as well. I was in a position where I wanted to go back to school. This was after my third baby was born, and I think I waited. I wanted to go back to school much sooner, but you know, at the time, spouse told me I needed to wait. So I felt that when my youngest was two, I felt that it was a good time for me to go. I was only working part-time, and I thought that it would be a great time to go. But one thing when I was saying before that you have to have proper balance, and if one person is pursuing their dreams, but then when you try to pursue yours, that they're, you know, there can be times when they're not supportive. And at the time, I had in my mind, well, I know that my husband at the time didn't want me to go, but I truly wanted to go. And so I had in my mind, okay, well, even if you're not going to support me, I'll support myself, and I'm going to go anyway. And a lot of times we think, okay, well, I don't need your support. I'll be okay. But when I tell you that that will take a toll on you, because at that time I didn't have a supportive spouse with me wanting to go to school, and I was working part-time and trying to attend school, and I had a 2-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 5-year-old. And there were times that when I would come home or be sitting at the table trying to study, they would come to the table and ask for something as simple as water. And I said, well, can you ask your daddy for water? And they would say, no, he says, come and ask you. And he'd be looking at TV, and he would simply tell me something like, uh-uh, you're a superwoman. You can do it. You're a superwoman. You can do it. And so it was like, and I had in my mind, well, you know what, yes, I am a superwoman, and I'm going to do it all. But when I tell you I literally made things impossible trying to tell myself that I don't need your support, I don't need your help, I'm going to do this on my own. With 3 little ones, that was so difficult that I burned myself out. And during my marriage, I quit school 3 times because I kept trying, but I kept trying without the support of my spouse. Now, this marriage did eventually end in divorce, but it was always, I gave and sacrificed a lot, and I was always the one just giving, because I wanted so much harmony. I wanted harmony. I wanted a harmonious marriage. I wanted my marriage to work. But a marriage won't work when there's constantly one giving and constantly one receiving. And I'm just giving this as an example, because I was in this position to where I didn't have a supportive partner. And I thought that, well, I can just do it by myself. But I've noticed when I would see other couples that would work together, I would see that the sky was the limit for them, because he supported her, she supported him, and there were no limitations. Versus when there is no support in what one spouse is wanting to do, no matter how high you try to reach, one is just not going to let you climb that mountain, that cliff, or whatever it is you're trying to climb. They're like, no, you're going to stay right here with me, and we're going to stay right here and go nowhere together. So you can have both ends of the spectrum, one saying, yes, baby, we can do this together. There's nothing that we can't achieve together. And then there's one that's, well, no, I don't really feel like completing school, and I don't think you really need to decide to complete school either. And so it can go both ways, but when I tell you, it's not easy to try to set out and tell yourself, well, I can do it with or without your support, because without that support, it is extremely difficult. And I didn't, and you know, my self-esteem was pretty low, so there could have been some different ways I could have gone about trying, and I may have succeeded, but in the way that I went about doing it, I didn't make it. I didn't succeed, and I wasn't able to complete the goals that I tried to set for myself, and it just, you know, I just wound up stopping several times until I realized I can't do this until later.
I think, too, sometimes when you're talking about settling, it's particularly when you got the family involved and you have 3 babies, 2 babies, or 1 baby, because I found it just as difficult to go back to school with 1 child. So, see, I think when we're talking about settling, because, see, for me, I'd rather settle and put my focus on my children, because they only get 1 life, particularly. So, again, I think we have to really be careful with when we say settling for that man's dream or just being a mom. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's for the caller that sent that in, I just really want to be careful with, I don't want to say yes, you are. I would rather say communicate. If you have, if you feel like you've given up your dreams, today is a new day. It's never too late. Like Jocasta said, her mom went back and did what she wanted to do. It's never too late. If you felt like you should have gone to school 4 years ago, then there's 4 years ahead of you. Start now. If you felt like you should have started a business, start now. But, you know, also we just remember we have to keep our focus, particularly when families are involved. And when in most cases, husband and wives, when they don't want you to better yourself through education, we need to say, or whatever it is, why? You should find out why from them. What is it? Is there a reason? Sometimes the men think you're going to get educated, you're going to make more money than them, and they're not going to be so important to you anymore. Because like the text said, men want to feel like they can support their family regardless. I can say our men, I think, go through a lot in this society as well, but we also do, so we do as well. So we have to learn to communicate and start sharing with each other our fears, you know, why we think we both need to be in school and make a plan to do that and work together rather than against one another, because there's always a way out of a situation. We don't realize it because we're in the fire. Sometimes, you know, when we have, you wonder why people don't stop, roll when they're on fire. You say stop, drop, and roll. They're burning. They don't think about that. They run. They want to run. So we run from a lot of things because it's we're in that fire. So communicate to the person that texts, and don't get so caught up in settling. Figure out a way that you can make it right now, if you can.
And you know what? I also wanted to share that, and you know, when Tammy, you kind of mentioned earlier with the women, you know, saying what side of the fence do you want to be on or what role do you want to play. No matter what, the man has to be the man. You do have to let the man be the man. And men need, you know, we see them as being strong, and a lot of times, you know, if they do shed a tear, we consider them weak, but we do have to remember that they're human. So men need, they need confirmation and they need affirmation as well. And this was something that I learned later on in life, but when I really realized this, it was something that when I realized, okay, well, he needs affirmation, he needs confirmation, but at that time, what went through my head in that weak state that I was in was, I'm not getting affirmation and confirmation, and so I'm not going to give it. And so in that unhealthy state, I refused to give what I wasn't getting myself. And so the things that I felt I needed, once I realized what he needed, I refused to give. And so that's where failure set in on my part, or that's where wrong behavior came in on my part, because what I knew I needed to do, or way to be healthy, so much unhealthiness had taken place that when I began to learn ways to correct it or fix it or rearrange it, stubbornness had set in, because so much bitterness and resentment had built up, there was no room for anything healthy to get in.
Okay, y'all, we have two callers, so we're going to try to get them in real quick here. And callers, if you'll just hold, because we're just going to go in the order that the calls were received. And again, I'm going to call out your area code and then the last four digits of your phone number. And we have a caller again from the 678 area code. The last four is 8538. Caller, you're on the air with us. Please go ahead with your question or comment.
Yes, hello. How are you doing?
We're good. How are you?
I'm wonderful, blessed, thank you. I'm enjoying this show thus far, enjoying the show, very, very informative. I just want to say that I totally agree to whomever was saying that about that she would rather, and she sometimes settle when it comes to matters of her children, because I feel like, you know, it's not really settling because, like she said, you know, your children, they're only children once, and when you become a parent, when you become a mother, you know, you normally put your children first and yourself second. And, you know, I find myself sometimes ripping and running, being teen mom and classroom mom and doing everything for the children, and I don't find it that I'm settling. I just find it that I'm allowing my children to be children. But what I wanted to ask is, what do you feel like, you know, how people say I'm yet holding on, or I'm praying, I'm waiting for a change to come. What is really the difference when you're just being prayerful and waiting for a change to come, and you're just, you know, sitting still waiting on God, and then on the other side, some people may say you're settling because you're still in the situation. Like, what do you all see is the difference in that, if you understand what I'm asking?
Okay. All right. Tika Jocasta, one of you want to take it, or do you want me to? I'm okay. Either way, we all can. Anybody want to start?
You can start, Tammy.
Okay. I just want to make sure that I understand what you're asking, the difference between if you feel like you're praying and you're believing, you're believing for your prayer to be answered, and other people may think that you're waiting for a change that's not going to come, basically, or that you shouldn't get out of whatever situation, whatever situation
right.
may be. Is that correct?
Right.
Yes, correct.
I'll say this, and I'm other. You don't. I don't think you move or do anything based on other people, because I think there's probably something that people are telling you from the outside that you should move away from, get away from, stop doing, or start doing. However, when you point that finger back at them, there's probably something in their life that you would not deal with. So we're all individual. We all have different circumstances. And I say this, if you're praying and you're holding for that, then you stick to that. If there's no, if there's nothing that is emotionally danger for you, to you, your children, physically, and those kind of things, whatever it may be, it could be you're holding for a job, whatever it is, whatever the case may be. You also have to be mindful of the people that are telling you this. You know, if you're having a skin issue, then don't go to a foot doctor. So whatever issues you're going to people about and talking to people about, because people are quick to give advice on many things, but if it were reversed, what would they do? So you move,
right.
you move based on your prayer, and if you are not sure of when to go, where to go, and how, you keep praying, and again, you get people in your life who can give you sound advice. Because if people are just telling you to go, then ask them to explain more in detail why you should go, because most times they don't really know the entire situation.
Exactly, yeah. That's true.
So, and you ask, what would they do? If they had the same thing to give up or to let go of, what would they do? It's easy for people to tell us what to do, when to do, and how to do it, and make sure that it's people that love you and have your best interests at hand. And I know, you know, we think we have friends. A lot of friends are acquaintances. Let me say that. We are women full of jealousy. We're so many things because we've allowed so many things in our lives. We feel like failures most of the time. We hurt. So we have to talk ourselves out of the situation. So get somebody in your life that is neutral. I always say someone that's much older than you, who's been through it down under, and who prays and has a relationship with God. Otherwise, people will leave you astray. Because the advice that we get means a lot. I mean, friends will sometimes steer on, because we're young and we're for the most part, we're in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
We need to be honest with one another, and they should be praying with you instead of really
right.
telling you what to do. And then ask, don't be afraid to ask, you know, have you been praying about it? Are you telling me that it's time to do this, or do you feel like God has led you, you know, given you that answer? Have you prayed about it? That's a good question. Have you prayed about the situation? Are you praying with me? Are you praying for me and my situation? Because you don't want worldly advice. It takes us down the road the wrong road every time. So.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
I want to add a little bit of to that comment as well. Proverbs 27:17, it tells us, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. So just to build on what Tammy says, it depends on who it is coming from. When I've been faced with situations like this, I'm careful about who I choose to tell. I won't tell someone, because, you know, like she said, everybody has a little bit of everything to tell you, but I'm careful on the type of on the advice that I receive as well. That's why I'm careful on who I choose to tell, because if you tell everybody, everybody's going to give you their opinion and tell you how they think you should handle it or what you should do. But you have to be careful about who you're sharing information with. And if this is a spouse, and if this is a spouse or someone that you know, have a covenant with, there's power in a praying wife. And in being a praying wife and being a praying spouse, you know, God moves in his time and not your own. It may be a whole lot that he needs to grow you through. And so no matter what, one thing One thing that will cause you to react or respond or move based on your emotions is getting the comments and the influence and the instructions and guidance from everybody. It doesn't do anything but set up and create confusion in you. And so
Right. Full
of who you're sharing information with, be selective on who you're sharing information with. I can call Tammy and tell her some personal things and expect, you know, her to be an accountability partner for me and be able to guide me on something that I'm you know, unsure about or something I'm you know, not feeling anxious about, but I just, you know, I want to hear the opinion of another godly sister that I have in life, or I want to hear the opinion or guidance from another family member that may be able to share with me, but not from someone whose house is completely out of order, meaning their life, not just their house that they didn't live in, their house, period, their inner house, their life, their walk is completely out of order. I'm not going to say that I would just go and seek information and expect wisdom to come from them. And then Tandy also said, you know, it also depends on the situation. As long I really don't think I have the power to tell a couple or relate, you know, a couple, you know, what, you need to get divorced. This is not working. I don't believe that I have the power to do that because I didn't join the union, and I don't believe that I have the power to do that. But if there's no abuse and if, you know, physical abuse, I believe that's unhealthy, and I believe a woman should remove herself from that. If there's drugs and alcohol, you know, any type of vices outside of the home, if there's consistent infidelity, I don't believe a person should stay in a relationship like that and then tell themselves, I'm praying and it's going to get better, but he's had 20 affairs or 30 affairs, or he's had 4 or 5 children along outside of the marriage with him. I don't want to tell you that I believe that it's something that you can say, well, I'm praying and I'm just holding on. So there are some situations that I believe that if you go to God, you will clearly hear him guiding you. But one thing that I've always wondered about is, what does holding on symbolize? When we find ourselves in really, really unhealthy predicaments, really extremely unhealthy environments and situations and relationships, what is it in us that causes us to hold on? What does holding on symbolize? And do we feel that maybe there's a childhood rejection, that this is going to bring that sting back to life again? I don't know if, because that's an individual thing that sometimes we need to sit and admit to ourselves or be able to understand ourselves, you know, what is this core meaning of my holding on, you know, really about? But in any other situation, like I said, if there's no abuse, if there's no drugs and alcohol, I believe that no matter what, a praying wife, there's power in a praying wife. And you would be amazed at what God can do and what God can change and who God can turn around. But when those outside things are not hindering the growth of that relationship.
I wanted to say something about something that you just said, ironically, about holding on. My pastor had said once in Bible study that sometimes people hold on because they look to their past and they look at it as great and they fear their future. They don't think, they don't trust God that their future could be better than their past, so they hold on to what was and try to say, well, what could be, but they really fear their future because they don't really just trust God, so they keep looking backward. Just wanted to
say
that.
So true. So true.
Jocasta, do you have anything you want to add or share on the question?
I feel as if you all have covered, like, every aspect of it. I think that it was it's just a wonderful move of God. That's the only thing that I could say to you. The way that you all were able to, like, feed off of each other and assist, and I love the way, because Tika gave what she thought, and that's what each caller has to has to understand that she said, she was like, what I feel, what I would do, you know. And that's something that you love to hear,
mm-hmm.
that a person saying that, she said, you know, this is what I would do if these things were going on, or this is how I would feel if this was happening. So I like that. I like that a lot.
Okay. Well, caller, thank you. Do you have anything else, any other questions, or anything you want to share more?
No, that was all. Thank you. Just enjoy
okay.
the show.
Calling in, okay?
Thank you so much.
Uh-huh. All right, we do have another caller, so I'm just going to keep going down the line. And we have two more in queue, and then I'm going to go to the chat because we did have a message there as well. So we have a caller from the 615 area code, 615 with the last four of 6722. Caller, you're on the air with us.
Hey, how are you guys today?
We're good. How are you?
Or shall I say ladies, because, I mean, I haven't heard a guy.
Yet, I know what
so.
You mean.
Yeah. Anywho, I want to say hey to the guest speaker. Is it Ms. Odom?
Yes. Hi, how are you?
Hi, how are you? You brought a very good point up. I can't remember it, but this is my version. I'm a daughter of a king. That's how I feel. So in this topic of letting go, I kind of felt that I needed to come online because when you said that, it just made me think that sometimes I walk around like I am the daughter of a king, so why should I be worried about what the next move in my life should be? You know, as long as I know that he is, you know, my God, like he is my king, why should I be worried? That's my father. You understand? So, a book that I thought about was Agenda to Change, and I don't know if I said that right, but it basically talks about, like, giving up your desires, giving up your lusts, and giving up your wants, and giving it all to God, which is basically the topic of letting go. So basically, let go of everything and let God control your life, you know, like, give it all. Like, when you pray, just say, God, I don't want to have to worry about this anymore. Like, I know every day that you're going to bless me because I wake up and I see it every day. I do have a scripture. I know this is very new, but it's a Quran scripture, and its chapter is called The Divorce. And I guess when I thought about, I was like, divorce, the divorce. It just made you think, like, oh, you're letting go if you're thinking, like, husband and wife letting go. Like, you guys are finally calling it quits and you guys are moving on with your life. And what it is, it says, and whoever places his trust in God, sufficient is he for him, for God will surely accomplish his purpose. For verily God has appointed for all things a due proportion. So when you say you want to go to school, you know, that should be something that you want to do. And you should have somebody in your life who is, like, down to support you. I am very young. I'm 23, so forgive me. But you have to separate yourself from your desires, your lust, your tears, your fears, and just put it all in God's hands and just letting go of it. I know how it feels because, to be successful, my mother, she told me that she didn't think I was going to be successful. So now I look at myself, and I'm giving my every day to God. And I see that I have so many things that I feel like I got to be patient and wait for God because, like he said, he has his due proportion to each and everyone who believes in him. So now I look, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, I want to do this, or I want to do this, and so many things that I want to personally accomplish. But I know if I just believe in God, he's going to guide me the whole way through. So I have no worries. I don't have to have headaches. You know, I'm seeking myself, and I'm putting myself all into God. Here's a story that I got earlier this morning, and it was, I want to be so lost or in love with God that the next person or the person who's in my life has to find me through him, which is very powerful for me this morning because I'm trying to be to the point in my life where I can just say, God, I really don't have to worry about anything. I know that you're like my father. You know, I love you like I should love my father. And I see my father every day working hard to provide for his family. So me, as a child, being his daughter, I feel like I have no worries. I know I have a roof over my head. I know I have food in the fridge. I have no worries. So why should I want put any, like, fear or, oh, God, or, oh, Father, why is this going wrong? Cause I don't need to do that because I put it all in who? I put it in God. And I think here's my letting go. Every day I'm asking God to forgive me and have mercy on me because his love is so strong. And and doing this every day, I know that God is so good, and he's like the best of planners, and he knows me. He truly knows. He knows me. And so why am I even worried when I should just put my trust in him? So in that Quran, it was like verse 65, but the title was divorce. You know, it's like saying, I'm going to separate the things that I want, things that I desire, things that may not be good for me, and just letting that part of my life go so I can just give my all to God. And I hang around some very successful women to the point where I'm just like, I know I'm going to be successful. And it's really who you surround yourself with, too. So, and letting go, just let go of everything that you have going on in your life. And if you truly believe in God, then give it to him. And that's all I have to say.
Okay. Well, Jocasta, do you want to comment since she was kind of going off of what you said? Jump in on that one.
Yes. Caller, what I first want to say is, I want to give you a round of applause for being a go-getter. What I talked about briefly in church on Sunday was what you were just telling me you were. And
oh, wow.
For you to hear that you were not going to be successful, but believing otherwise, is what I love about you right now. Let me tell you why I'm able to love you, and all I'm hearing is your voice. I hear genuine. I hear honesty. I hear just an abundance of things, and I hear go-getter. You are a go-getter. Someone as powerful as your mother told you that you would not see success, basically. And you said that my mother may say one thing, listen to what I'm saying, but my father says it all. You know at 23 that your father is in control of your life. I'm not talking about your daddy that works very hard every day to make a living. I am talking about your Almighty God works for you and you work for him. And you know that you're his. That's what I'm getting from this. And I want you to know that just because your mom may have said that this woman of God right here does not believe that. That the other woman of God, Tammy, does not believe that. That Tika does not believe that. That every woman on air right now does not believe that you will not be a success. We know in our heart that you will. I know that you will because I know whose you are. And at 23 years old, I am just so happy and elated. Anytime I hear my sister, she's 22, say that what God is doing for her or how God is bringing her out of things and how she's staying celibate because she loves God, how she knows who God is. I knowing that God is touching people at a young age, at every age. It could be 2 years old, to now 23 years old. I am just so, so proud of you, my sister. I am so proud of you because you've already accomplished one thing, and that is faith. Your faith is so strong right now that it's stronger than some old faith believers that I know. It is stronger than a 65-year-old, darling, that I know. Your faith is strong. The only thing we want you to do as women of God is we want you to stay right there with that faith. Stay right there. Don't you let anybody shake you or move you. And if at any time you need me, anytime, you can call me at 678-571-5644. You can email me. I encourage you to go to my website at any time. It's acircleforme.org. And that's acircleforme.org. And hit me up. I would love to one day meet you. Definitely, definitely love to meet you. You are the reason why I have Sister Circle. It's for women like you. Women like you, that's the reason. My mission is to show women that they're worth a lot. They are not, and sometimes your family can hurt you the most. But you may have bent a little. But you didn't break. You did the matrix on that because you know what, baby? And I'm not calling your mom a monkey, but let me tell you, one monkey don't stop no show. You understand me?
I understand.
One monkey don't stop no show. So just because one person may say one thing about you, that does not determine where you go and who you are, nor does it determine whose you are. What I'm going to read to you right now is a poem from my book. And the reason I'm going to read this to you is because I want you to know you, who you are, definitely, so that you can hold on to it. And the poem is called Who Am I? It says, just the other day, a young man said to me, who are you? I laughed and said, who am I? I sweep floors, I wash dishes, I wash clothes, and I even fold them too. Who am I? I scrub floors, I scrub walls, and I even scrub toilets. Ooh. Who am I? I am a housekeeper, I am a nanny. I've also been known to take the role as granny. Who am I? I'm a full-time mother and a full-time wife. Sometimes I think to myself, do you even have a life? Who am I? I'm a provider, a protector, and a caretaker, so don't ever doubt me on being a money maker. Who am I? There's no more cleaning, sweeping, mopping, scrubbing, no more, no more. Why? Because I have evolved. I have evolved. I have evolved. Now I can vote. I can own my own land. I've evolved so much. Who needs a man? I'm just kidding. Now I'm a lawyer, a doctor, a teacher, too. I can also be a preacher now. Who knew? Businesswoman, that's me. A judge in the court, and they say, who is she? I am so diverse and multi-talented. I come in many shapes and sizes, and I am made by God, so I am definitely heaven sent. Who am I? I am more, but there is no time, because if I keep on going, I might just blow your mind. All that I have defined is that I am a strong and I have an intelligent mind. I am one, and that is me. It has always been something hard to be. You just take the time to look and see. I have strived to acquire more knowledge and equality. I have struggled, but yet I made it through. So my question for you, young man, is who are you? Now, baby, you take that and you go.
Okay, I want to say one more thing, because it was like when you were reading that, it kind of made me feel like that was actually like what's going on in my life. And I remember I was working. I work at Starbucks, so I'm always making coffee, frappuccinos for people. And we outdo the company that I'm in, so that means we're obviously making more money. And
So I'm doing this, and this one guy came to me, and he was like, you work so hard. And I was like, oh, I know, like, I'm usually by myself at nighttime, and I have to serve all these people late night getting coffee. And he walked off as I was handing him his coffee. And, of course, I greet and I smile, and he was like, you know, you work so hard, God is going to bless you. And I just, I live by that. And then for you to, like, go through that poem, it kind of just made me feel like, you know, who am I? And I remember I got asked by this lady, like, a week ago, and I was wanting to change my schedule. But she said, what do you want to be? And I said, I want to be a doctor. I want to be a teacher. I want to be a mother. I want to be, you know, like, I was telling her this, and she just, like, just laughed. And I was like, but I'm so serious. Like, I want to do it big. And while you were reading that, it just made me feel like, you know, I can do whatever I want to do. But who am
yes,
I?
She's
really questioning, who are you? Do you deserve to, you know, do you deserve me? Because I should really be like, who are you? Because I know who I am.
Don't you just love our young people? If we could just love our young people.
Woo!
Okay. Wow. Okay.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Good.
That is so amazing.
Yep. Well, did you have anything else? If not, we're going to keep moving, and I will be sure that make sure that you have Jocasta's information.
Thank you.
I'll make sure of that, and we'll just thank you for sharing your story. Again, thank you for listening. And if you don't have anything else, we're going to keep going. Are you okay?
I'm good.
Thank you for calling in and sharing.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Let's get to our 770. And we're so sorry to keep you holding for so long, but we have a caller from the 770 area code. And the last four is 8026. You're on the air with us. Caller, this is 770. The last four is 8026. Okay. Maybe that was an error. I'm going to put this person back. And if you decide that you do want to come in, just please, you have to reselect the number one, or you may have to call back in because I've taken it out of queue. We did hear from Gwen, and I just want to share her comment she sent in a message on the chat line. And she just wanted us to know that her phone was or is acting up, and she could hear us, every word that we said, and she agrees that the bad can't hurt. She says, the bad can't hurt me. The ugly won't hold me down. The good is my purpose, and I love the poem. Such beautiful, inspiring words. It touched me deeply. Thanks. So that was for those of you who are just tuning in, that's for one of our, I think she was our very first caller, I believe, that came on, and she did have to get off. So that was her comment because we did lose her. So thanks for sharing that. The lines are open again. So if anyone has, let's see here, just want to make sure we're not missing anyone. I'm going to try this number again just to be sure we're not losing anyone. Okay, call us 770, the area code, and the last four is 8026. Do you have a question or a comment? Okay. All right, then we can move forward. I know we've gotten off. I don't know where we left off at, but good questions, good comments. So, Jocasta, you want to pick it back up?
Well, I mean,
it's almost like you don't know where to start.
No, I don't. I know that we were discussing kidnapping, which was part of our ABCs of letting go, and just in settling. And I think that the whole kidnapping probably is what kind of grabbed our attention, and definitely letting go. And what I was, just to kind of recap, is for anybody just coming on, I'm a guest here with Tika and Tammy, Jocasta Odom, the founder and CEO of the Sister Circle. And I did give out my info. You can go to our website at www.acircleforme.org and check us out. But we were discussing kidnapping, letting go, settling, and we just tie that all in as Sister KLS, and we don't mean Kimora Lee Simmons. Kidnapping, letting go, and settling. And I said that I feel like sometimes, since it was a show for gentlemen and ladies, but it's kind of a ladies' night, and I said, women, we need to stop kidnapping men. And I felt that sometimes you hold them hostage. And I think sometimes women need to get to know that if you're kidnapping a man, let me explain. He has, I believe Tika said, cheated maybe 24 or 30 times. I think that's what you said, Tika, that you shouldn't stay with someone if they have cheated on you for just, they're always saying, I'm sorry. If you've heard, I'm sorry for doing the same thing, cheating can hinder a lot. When I say a lot, I mean physically, emotionally. Now, I know that you can kind of get back with the emotions. Your emotions you can work on. You can receive some therapy. You can come to me as your life coach. I definitely coach you through that. But you can kind of get over that. But physically, if you're holding that hostage, you can receive things that you do not want and you cannot get rid of. So we definitely want you to understand that if you've been dating somebody for 10 years and you were waiting to marry that person, you've been engaged for 10 years, he's just not going to marry you, because men know right off the top if they want you, if they want to marry you, if you're the one. It doesn't take a man 10 years. Men know when they first meet you whether they want to be with you for the rest of their lives. They know that. So we as women got to stop holding on when we know that he wants to be let go. Why kidnap him and in turn you're kidnapping yourself? You're holding yourself.
I mean, like, girl, that's what it is. He wants to be tamed a little bit. That's the thing. Oh, my gosh.
So we have to be careful. Definitely you have to be careful. And with letting go, if you know in your heart of hearts that what you're doing, or the friend, let's talk about the homegirl. Let's tap into that. We talk about that a lot at the Sister Circle too. We talk about how sometimes your friend who's been your friend since you were 8 years old, and we know that you kind of have grown apart, but you still are holding on to that friend, but that friend still is using you just to watch her kids or to take her to the store and or just calls you when she needs something. You need to let her go. Stop holding her hostage and just say, we've grown apart. Friends do grow apart. And if you're giving, here's the deal. I realize that some people in my life, I know that they're just in my life for me to be their friend, but they're not a friend to me. Does that hurt me? Yes. But do I know it? Yes, I do. And that happens because sometimes you're a friend to a person, but they are not a friend to you. When you realize that you're doing everything and they're doing nothing, then, sweetheart, you're the friend. They're not a friend. And it's okay to go and get new friends. It is okay. And sometimes you don't need that many friends at all. Because sometimes they're not the right friends. And I heard Tammy say, I believe it was Tammy saying, that the young lady needed to have positive people. Positive people in their life. That's the key. Surround yourself around goodness and not a hotness. I'm going to say that one more time.
surround yourself around goodness and not a hot mess. Because a hot mess will give you strength. A goodness will keep you blessed. You have to surround yourself around good and positive people. And stop kidnapping those that don't want you. Let them go. Don't settle because your friendship is convenient. Let it go. Don't settle because your relationship may be convenient. Let it go. And on the aspect of guys, men, you know when a woman is through with you. If she's only calling you for your money, she's through with you. Because I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, she already has someone else, and they're probably spending your money together. So you have to let her go. Don't think that if you wait around that she's going to change. Don't stop your life for someone else. Start your life for God. You have to have faith that God will bring you that mate. Don't hook yourself up with just anything. Hook yourself up with the right thing. And by hooking yourself up with God, God can make all things possible in your life. Don't keep trying to, you know, we make a mistake because we want to hold on to so many people. We just want to hold on to them. And they are not good for us. We're sick. We're losing our hair. We have headaches. And that just has to stop right now. That has to stop. You're better than just convenient. You're better than taking the person to the store. You're better than paying a phone bill. You're better than just someone to watch that person's children. You're better than that. You're worth more than that. Let them go. And why what I find in this world today is that people are, I came in contact with someone who had been separated from their husband, I think it was 15 years, 20 years, living in separate homes. The husband is dating someone else and has somebody and has, and you're just still over there by your lonesome saying that he'll come back to me soon. Let's go down our list. He's not going to come back to you. You're kidnapping the situation. You're kidnapping a marriage when you really need to file for a divorce. Letting go, you're settling for a he may come back, and he has this other woman, and they've been together for 15 years. He's just not that into you. We cannot do that. Ladies, we cannot do that, gentlemen. You are separated for a reason. It did not work. 15 years is a pretty sure thing. I'm positive that I can actually give that straightforward advice, and I never do that. Straightforward advice that says, let him go. Let her go. He's just not that into you. She's just not that into you. Stop settling. Let go. Stop kidnapping the marriage. Stop kidnapping the relationship. Stop kidnapping the man or the woman. They're just not that into you. When will we do that? When will we understand that the chemistry is gone? That separation is just what it is. You're separated, and it's been 15 years. If you're separated and it's been 5 years and you've moved somebody into your home, I'm not going to get into that because I'm no one's judge. But, and you're living in separate quarters, but you allow them to come back sometimes. No. You're living in their past, and God does not mean for us to live in our past. And I said that last week, that God made our toes pointed ahead of us for us not to go backwards, but for us to go forward. We must move.
We must understand that God does not want us to do that. We have to become more like God. We know that we are not going to be just perfect. We know that we're just striving for the perfection. But what's wrong with it? What's wrong with striving? There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with striving for perfection. Now, I wrote a poem called Do You Walk Backwards? And I think that that is befitting for this situation. And it goes something like this. Do you walk backwards? God gave us feet, and then he added toes. The toes are faced away from your body. Do you walk backwards? The past is behind you and not in front of you. Stop walking backwards because God did not make your body to walk that way. He did not make you to function in the past. In order to get out of what you are going through, you have to use your feet and toes to move you forward. Do you walk backwards? The past is the past, but stay away from it because your past can break you. But your future will make you. Do you walk backwards? We are meant to bend, but we are not meant to break. We can do the matrix on everything. Situation. Do you walk backwards? Walk forward into your destination. Walk forward into your success like the young lady knows right now. Walk forward into a life that's better for you and your children. Walk forward into a world that is good for you. A world that removes the L and looks at the W-O-R-D, which is the word of God. Take the L out of the world and build your life up and become of the word. Do you walk backwards? Let it go. Don't settle for anything. Settle for God's thing. Don't do the wrong thing by kidnapping. Walk in to your destiny. If you want to kidnap something, kidnap Jesus. That's who you kidnap. Kidnap the word of God. Stop God and stop sitting outside that man's house late at night wondering whose car that is. Now, I know I'm in somebody's backyard because that just came up too quickly and too smoothly. Kidnap you some Jesus time. Kidnap you some me time. Kidnap your own life. Stalk God. Has anybody ever got arrested for stalking Jesus? No. So why don't you stalk him from now on? Tammy and Tika, you have any questions or any callers?
No callers. I just want to, we're narrowing it down here, coming up on 9:30 here, so I know we're running late where you are. But I just want to share before we wind it all up, when we talk about, as we've talked about tonight, when we settle, we need to really think about, like the poem said, you know, when we are letting things go or as we are thinking about what we need to let go and why, those things that we fear letting go, particularly those ones that we have held on for so long, there's usually a root to it. And so we need to start identifying our shortcomings and what is it that makes us, what is it about our past that we are, like Jocasta said, that we are walking backwards to, that we're claiming continuously every day when we wake up, those things that won't go away, that keep manifesting in our lives. And many times those things come from childhood, from rejections, from past hurts, past pains, all these things that we have not let go of and more so not dealt with. And I want to be sure that everyone knows it takes two whole people. We've talked about this, you know, if I'm whole and I go get someone that's half whole, then we together equal one and a half person. And that's from God chicks and the men they love. So it takes two whole people. And something right these days, we probably need to extra whole people, like who have, I mean, really been through it and really took some time to love themselves and get to know who they are and who they are in Christ. So I think even with Jocasta bringing up how we stay connected with friends and people that most of the time we don't even like, they don't bring any value to our lives, but we've been taught to hold on to these things and be the nice Christian and be the nice person. Like the poem we read when we started, that doesn't mean that you don't care. It doesn't mean that you are a failure. It doesn't mean any of that. It just means you are setting that person and yourself free. You've been kidnapped and they kidnapped you, and you both are going to walk out free, hopefully. So identify with yourself, because that's where it starts. Find out what allows you and continue, what makes you continue to hold on to those things. And once you start to do that, once you start to really dig through that garbage can, if you all have heard me say, I was just a big, big dumpster. I mean, I had so much stuff in me, just so much, and I felt like waste management could come on my street daily. Like they could just make a job, somebody could have a permanent job coming to get the mess out. But as those loads get lighter, I start to find out, like she said, who am I? I'm starting to find out who I am. And once you find out that, you know right away, just like she said, the man knows, you will know just as quick as he knows, mm-mm, keep going, my brother. You ain't it. And I said ain't. You would say keep going. Don't stop here. Don't stop. Don't even look this way. So really get to know who you are. Deal with your issues. Don't go to someone all broken and think it's going to work, because no one can fulfill you. No one can make you who you are. Those same demons are going to manifest. They're going to reappear, and you're going to think that this person in your life is supposed to know how to handle it and know all the answers. How is that if you don't know? You didn't know. You didn't warn this person going into it. So find out who you are. Make your dreams happen. If possible, you young people, make your dreams happen so you're not the wife that's trying to make a decision as to, do I go to school or do I stay here and raise my children? Do I let this cause corruption in my home? So find out who you are and what your dreams are and make those things happen. Don't just be so set on, I gotta have a man at the age of 22, 23, 24, even some of us at 30, because we don't know who we are. We've let society tell us who we are. We've let our parents tell us who we are, who we're not. Allow, like Jocasta said, kidnap the word and let the word manifest in your life. So that's where I wanted to end, and I'm going to turn it back over to you all. We have, we have more time, but I know we don't want to keep people too long, particularly for those of you who are calling from our Eastern time zone. I think we have some more people from some other places, but I'm not really sure on the time zones there. But I know we have a lot of people from our Eastern time zone, and it's 10:30 there for you. So I just want to end it there and say thank you all for listening. I'm going to turn it back over to Jocasta and Tika if you all want to share more. Jocasta?
Yes, I'm here. Tika, you had something to
say? Turn it over to Tika.
Yes, I just want to end the show on a note of saying that once the people come into our lives once you go through whatever it is that you're going through and the rose-colored glasses, as Jocasta mentioned, or the rose-colored glasses have been lifted, that veil has been lifted from your eyes, and you're awakened and you're able to see what you do need to walk away from or what you do need to leave, what you do need to move away from, what you do finally need to let go of, you're going to go through a transition phase. And so once you go through that phase, you need to surround yourself with people who will support you and who will love you and who will encourage you and who will edify you. And so I wanted to leave the show with the scripture of, I mentioned this earlier in the show, Proverbs 27:17. It says, as iron sharpens iron, a friend sharpens a friend. And so you want to surround yourself around people who will encourage and edify you. And to edify means to instruct and to improve, especially in a moral and religious, especially in moral and religious knowledge. You want to be around someone who will not only just encourage you, but through edification, this word indicates the promotion of spiritual growth and the development of character through believers by teaching and being an example for. So this is what you want to surround yourself with, Christ-likeness. You don't want to go and get yourself around any type of influence that will cause you to begin to condemn yourself or cause you to regret, have any guilt, or cause you to go back and retreat to that unhealthy situation or unhealthy environment. And so more than anything, stay around forms of people and influences of people that you'll receive nothing but edification in what you're doing. Paul tells us this in Ephesians 4:12, and also he repeats it in 1 Corinthians 14:1-26, which states that edification is one of the reasons the spiritual gifts are given to believers. So no matter what, Paul's goal was to edify, and our goal should be to edify. And we're just building, you know, God's family of believers, and you're just encouraging them through the result of their patient labor, through their progress, through their spiritual growth. That's what you want to do and be for them, that example. But not only that, you want to be able to encourage them through edification. And that's all I have. I'm closing with the show on that note.
Jakasha, did you have anything?
Oh, wow. I definitely want to thank everyone for listening in, I'm glad that she gave those verses, because I definitely wanted to say, when I was saying kidnapping Jesus, that Psalms 119:1, blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. And if we walk according to everything that he wants us to do, of course we may stumble sometimes, but he's such a forgiving God. And I know that this is a different twist, because at the circle we do things a lot different. But just to tap in this way and to be obedient in the light of the show is that we can't do anything without him. We're nothing. And people can say what they want to say and think what they want to think, but if it beginning of the day, it's about him, because he woke you up. In the middle of the day, if you're still walking around, it's about him, because he's allowing you to do so. And at the end of the day, when you're laying down, he's allowing you to get rest. It's about him. And if we can put our focus on him and everything that he wants us to do, we can go so far in life. Our focus has to be on him in order to let go of certain things. And I want people to understand that if you can't grasp every thought correctly in your mind, if you can't get your mind to slow down and you're struggling with a lot, it is okay to go and talk to someone. It is definitely okay. It's okay to reach out to if you felt like you needed a therapist. And I know a lot of churches now have actual counselors on site. And that's the way to go. If you can't get it to let go on your own, why not get a little help? That's what we're here for, talking to you, reaching out, wanting you to reach out to us. Just enjoy company. You know, it's a great thing when women can come together and love each other and not try to be better than the other, but build each other up. And in this entire evening, you've seen us do nothing but build each other up. And that's what the sister circle is about. It's about uplifting and letting women know that you're worth a lot and that no one is judged. Judge ye unless ye be, unless you want to be judged yourself. And we don't. We came together. We don't care, you know, what she looks like over there. We can't even see each other. I don't even know what she has on. Tammy, I don't know what you have on, Tika.
You don't want
we
to
don't
either.
Care. But we don't care. The whole deal is it doesn't even matter. It does not matter. Us not knowing that. They don't know if my hair is all together right now. I'm here to tell you that it's not. We're here in the rough. Just coming to the ladies, coming to the gentlemen to let them know that you're worth more. Don't let somebody put you down because God is there to build you up. Don't allow it. And Tammy is here every Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard. It will be 6 for my Pacific people because I know that my aunt will probably re-listen to this, her and her entire church family in Las Vegas. And we just, I want to just sum it all up by saying I know it's late. But I know sometimes that you're up late doing other things. Take this time out for yourself and get the right thing in your ear. We're twinkling and just giving a little tidbit of how women can get along. It's proven right now how women can just, maybe we don't agree on everything. Maybe we will disagree, but we will not become catty and argue in reference to it. We will agree to disagree and not be disagreeable. We will do that. And that's what the sister circle is about. And my book is actually called Transformation. And it's a lot of things in there that's transforming me as a person. I've been through more than you could ever imagine in life, but it was because of a time such as this. Is for me to go through that hell was for me to understand where my life was going. And my life is going to be what God wants it to be, not what Jocasta wants it to be. Because I will not live in my flesh, and I will not be of man, but I will be all that God wants me to be. I'm going to run after him like no other. And I want my sisters to go with me. I want my brothers to go with me, no matter your nationality, no matter your culture, no matter your background. I'm not looking at your social class. That's not what we're doing here. In the Sister Circle, our mission at the Sister Circle is just to bring together all types of women and show them their worth. We just want to provide a forum for you to receive motivation, love, and friendship. And I want to come to all areas. Whoever's out there listening now, we will come to you. We will. I have a staff of 9 women, and we don't mind traveling. We do not mind traveling, and we want to come in your area because we know that a sister circle is meant for all areas. It's a circle for you, a circle for every woman on the line right now is there at the sister circle. And we work hard to just ensure every woman who leaves the circle will leave with a phrase or a thought or just knowing how special they are. You don't have to do anything when you come to the circle. We serve you because we are servants. Each and every one of my staff members, every one of them, and I love them dearly. And I never get a chance to say just aloud that I love them and they have my back. From Nalden, Nikhil, Jessica, Sheila, Charlene, Melita, Danielle, every person has my back. Nalden, just she is my right-hand person, and I appreciate her. And Tammy just does not know that she's going to be my staff member in her location. Because we are going to move this circle like no other. The circle will be like the sun. We will be rotating all the time. We're going to make things happen at the circle. You can go to our website at acircleforme.org. Check us out. We have a new form, a next form coming up September the 15th. It's going to be awesome. You keep listening out for us, and September the 15th, you can check us out. We're going to put information on the website, or you can just send an email and let us know, hey, I want to come, and we'll put you on the invitation list. You can call us at 678-571-5644, remembering that I am also a coach, too. So if you need a great life coach out there, I'm here. If you need a motivational speaker to come to you, I'm here. If you just want to purchase my book, you can go to www.acircleforme.org. That's www.acircleforme.org. And just reach out and let us know what we can do for you. And Tika, I didn't forget you, too, because we can travel. I like Texas. We can travel. We will travel. The circle is meant for every woman. What we want you to know is that you're special. And everyone on this phone, you just have to tap in and receive the best encounter ever. And the best encounter that you can receive is none other than Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I'm going to leave everyone with just reading you the encounter. And I hope that you've enjoyed yourselves. I hope that all is well and that we will definitely continue to listen every Monday because Tammy is awesome woman of God. And she is the best person that I've encountered in a while. That would open her platform up to just let people know they're worth a lot. They're worth more than what someone has said. A young lady earlier, her mom told her that she wouldn't be successful. But God will always say otherwise. He will always say otherwise. I'm going to read the encounter. And just ask that everyone enjoy your life with God because he's the only one that can do it. No one else can. And definitely, if you don't have a great church home, just start looking for one. You got to be on the search. It really can't come find you. You have to actually go find it. The encounter. I want to describe somebody that I met one day. He is the Prince of Peace, King of Kings, Lord of Lords. He is the bridge over troubled water. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, my Savior, the ruler over me. He is the ruler over you. He is the beginning and the end of my everything. He is what you as the people of the church see now in me. He is what you people see in me, born into sin so that I may live again. He is what I praise right now and every day. He is the precious Lamb of God. But I am not here to preach or teach, but I stand before you to praise the name of Jesus. That did not have to do it, but he did. That did not have to shed his blood for you and me. Could we do that? That is the question. It is, can we remember what he did for us? He is my Lord and Savior. He is the reason why I speak. He's the reason why I wrote this poem at 9 a.m. right before church. He said, church, remember me. He said, church, follow me. He said, because I am the way to life. I am the way to live right again. Do not look at your yesterday, but stand on your today. Do not listen to those, not of me, but listen to the voice of me. He will not forsake you. So if you are here thinking about your past or things that you've done, just stop and praise him. Just stop and remember him. He says, just stop and remember me. If you did not hear any of these words, just remember him, because you want him to remember you every day. God bless everyone, because God loves you, and only you know and he knows what you've done or what you're doing. Psalms 27 and 10 says, when my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. And that's for that young lady this evening. Miracles and blessings, everyone. Tammy and Tika.
Thank you. Thank you, Jocasta. And before, we have just about 8 minutes, and I just want to make sure we've lost a good number of people, but we still have a good number of people holding on. So I just want to make sure that no one has, you know, no one else has any question or comment that they want to get in. If you do, now is the time. We'll hold on and go as long as we can go. And again, we have just about 8 minutes left, so the lines are open. I'll give you a minute to select the number one. All right, nothing's happening there. So we're just going to end it, and I want to end it with this. Personal growth happens when you recognize a lack in your life and decide to change it. So you need to determine, what are you lacking in your life, and are you willing to change it? So we want to end there, and I just want to say to all of you, thank you for listening. It's been a very long show. Thank you all for hanging in there, but you know, if our favorite show was on tonight, we'd hang in there and listen to that. So I'm glad that you decided your favorite show was going to be you tonight, so that you could recognize what you're lacking that keeps you from letting go of whatever it is you're holding on to. And remember that it starts with you recognizing what you need to let go, and then coming up with a plan, and always, always include the word in that plan. We look forward to seeing you back here next Monday, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, and we're going to get all of Jocasta's information and post it on the site and on our Facebook link as well. I do have plans on going to the gala, and I believe it's in October, right, Jocasta? Jocasta?
It's November 17th.
November 17th. Okay, 17th. I keep thinking October 17th. Okay, so for those of you, and I think that is open to anyone, right? So maybe we need to start forming some sister circles where we are, and just taking, going down by the busload, and it's there in Georgia, in the Atlanta area. But we'll get more information from Jocasta on that, and make sure that we keep everybody updated, and you'll, I'm sure, be hearing Jocasta on this show again. I'm thankful that she was introduced to me by one of our loyal listeners and a family member. So thankful, Jocasta, for you tuning in with Tika and I tonight. We have certainly enjoyed you and look forward to having you back on the show. Okay? Thanks
to
everybody.
Thank you so much.
Be blessed.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.